In this part of the test, I'd like you each to talk on your own for about 2 minutes. You should listen to what your partner says, because I'll ask you to comment afterwards. Anne-Marie, I'm going to show you a card. There is a question written on the card, and I'd like you to give us your opinions. There are some ideas on the card, and you can use them if you want to. So, here is your card, Anne-Marie, and here is a copy for you to look at, Estelle. Don't forget, Anne-Marie, you have about 2 minutes to talk before we join in.
First of all, our upbringing plays a very important part, since our parents are our first role models. Ideally, our parents or guardians should be the ones to instill moral values in us when we're children. They are the people who should set an example for us to follow. It's logical that when we see our parents behaving in a certain way, we begin to copy that behaviour. A part of this process is learning the difference between right and wrong. Our parents usually let us know that we've done something wrong, and even if we don't fully understand why, we soon learn what behaviour is acceptable and what is not. You could argue in some cases that it is fear of punishment that makes us act in a more moral way, but I don't think it matters at that age. What matters is that we pick up a set of ground rules and, if we want to, we can question them and modify them later. I'm not sure that I would refer to them as moral values when we're children, but our upbringing certainly lays the foundations for later. Of course, children can also acquire moral values in other ways. At school, for example. School isn't just about lessons. It's also a place where children are taught discipline, how to follow rules, interact with other pupils, and respect authority. However, without the support of the parents, it's hard for teachers, so parental guidance is still an important part of the learning process. Also, school is said to be a miniature society, so we get the chance to develop our own set of values while we're still in this protective environment. The way we treat other people at school is often the way we behave later in life. So if, in the course of our education, we learn to be honest and to treat others with respect, then there's a good chance that we will go on to become decent adults. I'm ashamed to say that I did one or two things at school that I'm not particularly proud of. At the age of 14, I quite often used to steal things, and on one occasion I was caught and punished. But that experience taught me a lesson, and I wouldn't dream of doing it now. So I think you sometimes have to break the rules in order to learn the difference between right and wrong. Apart from your upbringing and your education, social conventions can be very effective at keeping people in line. People are often far more afraid of going against convention than they are of breaking the law. People don't always respect the law, but if they feel that certain behaviour is frowned upon by others, they are more likely to behave in a moral way. It might sound strange, but I think television also influences our attitudes to moral values. TV drama often covers very topical issues, and when we're watching a soap opera, for example, we tend to develop an instinct for what behaviour is acceptable and what is not. I'm not saying it shapes our character, but I think it certainly reinforces our beliefs when we see our favourite characters acting in a way that we approve of. And television is also a good way of seeing how immoral behaviour is punished. The stereotypes help us to confirm our own beliefs, and although it's not real, it can be very realistic, and all of this filters through to our subconscious, usually confirming and sometimes challenging our moral values. All in all, I'd say most of us acquire our moral values through our upbringing. But there are a lot of other influences throughout our lives, such as our own personal experience and the opinions of others. All of these factors help to shape the individual that we become.
Thank you. Is there anything you'd like to add to that, Estelle?
I agree that parents should be the ones to teach children the right way to behave. But nowadays, they seem to be failing in that task. Many parents are too busy working to spend time raising their children properly, while others don't believe in disciplining them at all, with the result that they grow up not knowing the difference between right and wrong. Lying and cheating and stealing are all examples of what I mean. I also think that fewer people have respect for authority and social convention these days than in the past. I think it's a matter of common sense. We all know, once we reach a certain age, what is right and what is wrong. In the same way, we all develop, sooner or later, a sense of awareness about the consequences of our actions. If we stop to think about the consequences, it's obvious what we should do. But not everybody thinks of the consequences.
Thank you.